Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Times are tough for journalists in our nation's capital. After 4 years of trying to keep up with a lying, exasperating, but endlessly entertaining president, cable TV ratings are down. Washington has become boring. Blame our new president, the most low-key chief executive since Calvin Coolidge. At a dinner in the 1920s, a woman bet Silent Cal she could get him to say more than two words. His response, you lose. Joe Biden used to be a chatty guy, but now he's cooler than Coolidge. He's had only one press conference in his first 12 weeks, versus six for the former guy. Biden's tweets are tame, his speeches focused, his insults few. Republicans accuse Biden of being no talk, all action. His silence, as Texas Senator John Cornyn said the other day, quote, invites the question, is he really in charge? Well, Biden may not dominate cable TV, but his more disciplined approach has given us the COVID Relief Act, a successful vaccination program, stronger labor and environmental protections, and other tangible improvements. But is that enough? Shouldn't a president be rallying us, inspiring us, entertaining us? If we have to ask that question, then the very definition of politics has changed. It used to be about solving problems, passing laws, and as a result, getting reelected. Now it's about getting attention. Some experts call this new approach performative politics. Instead of actually accomplishing things, elected officials nowadays focus on showy, hyperpolitical stunts to raise their personal profiles. They take trips to the border to denounce immigration, but have no real proposals to fix it. They pick fights over Dr. Seuss books and transgender sports, but make no serious attempts to find common ground on anything. And consensus is what 90% of Americans tell pollsters they want. We're talking mostly about one party here. The GOP has become a Trumpian reality show noise machine. It's focused on keeping folks angry and retaining the favor of its exiled leader. Oh, Democrats, too, sometimes get performative over, say, police shootings or voting rights, but they're usually flogging some 10-point program. Republicans have concluded that policy is boring, and conflict is what gets you on TV. Well, we all love a good show, but after 4 years of shouting and posturing, it's interesting how sweet the sound of silence can be. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.